the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities, Active Aging in Manitoba, and CGNU present Insights on Social Connections.
Continuing on with our conversation this week, if you joined us last week, we had a wonderful discussion with Dr. Michael Rutledge, who's a public health physician and medical advisor to the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities. Dr. Rutledge, welcome back to CJNU.
Thanks for having me back.
So for those who didn't join us last week, if you could, in a nutshell, recap for us really quick, what is social prescribing?
Social prescribing is an international initiative, and the idea is to build connections between the primary care and larger healthcare systems and community resources we have with the goal of maximizing health and wellness for older adults.
And what's in place to track the benefits? Like what are you guys doing to track and see if this is actually working?
Great question, and it's really important because that's how we do ongoing quality improvement for all kinds of systems, including the healthcare system. Right now, we're really at the beginning stages of this, so we're just getting this up and running in Manitoba. So a number of providers across the province probably don't even haven't seen their referral form, depending on which part of the province they work in. So we're over the last year, basically, what we've done is we've connected with providers, we've connected with leaders in the healthcare systems, in the regional health authorities, and at the provincial level, to find out how we can make this work. We've built the referral form. Hopefully, what the future looks like is that the regional health authorities and the provincial health systems, number one, start counting the referrals, so they get a sense of how often these are happening. And then the next step, once you've done that, is you start analyzing, okay, well, who benefited? Okay, so we did 100 referrals last year. And in a perfect world, we start evaluating those 100 patients. So maybe what we do a year or two from now, we actually survey them and said, you know, how are you feeling? Do you think your mental health has improved? Do you feel that your physical activity level has improved? Do you feel like overall your health and wellness is improving? And at the same time, maybe we go to their family doctors and we say, you know, Mrs. Smith was referred to our system a year ago. She's been getting resources in place. Do you see her improving? Are you seeing improvements in her blood pressure? Is there any objective kind of things? So as we make this a part of the healthcare system, we're going to be able to do the analysis of it and continue to fine tune it. So we make sure that we can see measurable impacts and improvements in the health and lives of older adults.
And what kind of benefits would you say, or what sort of things are you saying that would show that it is being beneficial? Mm-hmm. What can we expect to see from seniors that this is beneficial and it is actually working? What are you hoping to see happen?
Well, certainly I would hope, there's different ways that we measure health and wellness in populations. So there's objective measures. So that would be like your blood pressure, for example. And then there's more subjective measures. How are you feeling? How's your mental health? How would you grade your mental health? So, at minimum, it would be great if we can go back and just ask them, right? So again, this is the people that you'll see in as a family physician. You'll see people who just aren't living their best lives, right? Like they're just struggling for various reasons. Maybe it's because they can't get out of their apartment. Maybe it's because they're not living in the right spot. Maybe it's because they just don't know about some of the resources that exist in the community. So at minimum, the first thing I would, expect that we would and hope that we could do is we could ask everybody who gets referred to a seniors resource finder, go back to them a year later and say, is your health and wellness improved? That would be the very first question. I think the literature shows what we've seen sort of from the scientific literature on this in the past is that this absolutely impacts and absolutely will have a positive impact on the health and wellness of people. So you start with that question, see if you can show improvements just by how people rate both their overall health and wellness and specifically their mental health and wellness. And then we can start doing more of a deeper dive into which aspects really sort of had the most impact. And again, start to fine tune those things as well.
How much of an impact is mental well-being having on the seniors in Manitoba?
Well, I think everybody who's going to be listening today can relate to the impacts of mental health and wellness. It impacts 100% of us. I mean, sort of some people are thriving more so than others at any given time. But every one of us, depends on having good mental health and wellness. So, it's just a spectrum in terms of some people obviously are having much more challenges than others, but this is an issue that cuts across.
But do you find there are certain things that are more specific to seniors? like younger people, maybe they've got peer pressure, they've got work pressure, things like that. Seniors maybe don't have that, but are there certain things that are more prevalent in seniors that you're seeing as a public health officer that affect seniors?
Yeah, I think if you had to put one word to it, you'd probably say isolation. So as people get older, you know, maybe they lose a spouse, maybe their children have moved away, you know, maybe they've lost friends and other relatives who were in their lives. So, you know, that's not the only issue that it impacts, but that's certainly probably one of the major drivers of why we're looking at social prescribing. You know, many sort of, whether it's the Surgeon General in the United States or across the world, people are identifying loneliness and isolation as a major health issue, particularly for older adults. So that is certainly one of the issues that we're hoping to tackle with this.
Yeah, well, like the World Health Organization, if I'm not mistaken, has said that isolation, social isolation, is actually becoming a pandemic amongst seniors.
That's right. And we're hearing that around the world. And certainly that's in Canada and Manitoba no different. Yeah.
Dr. Michael Rutledge, that wraps it up. Our second conversation today on social prescribing. Thank you again for taking time out of your schedule and joining us.
Thanks very much for having me, Frank.
Stay active and stay connected with insights and social connections. For more information on how you can live your best life, join me, Jim Feeney, with my co-hosts Connie Newman of the Manitoba Association of Senior Communities and Linda Brown from Active Aging in Manitoba from noon to 1 p.m. the last Wednesday of every month. Insights on social connections, heard exclusively on CJNU 93.7 FM.